among his timber. We didn't have the grass like that yet out there. We couldn't hardly turn that grass over out there.
What did you say your first crop was?
First crop.
Uh-huh.
Corn. Yellow flint corn, sir.
Uh-huh.
It'd get going quicker and we could work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Get more out of it. Wouldn't get much then. First crop. We'd get some corn. See, we had to deaden the timber off.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you just cut a band around it?
Yeah, cut a band around it.
And what was good yield on your first crop of corn?
No, maybe 15, 20 bushels an acre.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a pretty good crop. I tell you, up till a few years back, we didn't make over 40 bushels. People, if you said anything over 40 bushels, people would call you a liar.
Hmm.
You see, they just in the last year have got to making that big corn.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned hybrid seeds, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We use the Funk's hybrid. It was a big yellow corn.
Mm-hmm.
And it drove 2 years to every stalk.
Mm.
And listen, it made corn. I mean, it made corn. We had land up there we planted with an eight-hole planter. You know, it's off in eight greens, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
We never thin it. Just flipped out and made corn.
Hmm, just let them off from that, huh? Just like a wall down there.
Well, there'd be a wall of corn. You get in there with a wagon getting corn, it is solid pulling corn.
Hmm.
That's what it'd be. But up till our boys got big enough and learned how to farm, the old people didn't know much, you know. They got educated a little bit and they learned different things.
Well, the county agent helped too.
Yeah, the county agent to work with them. The county agent and this old soldier boy over here, what's his name runs the plane? Mr. He was a superintendent, what was he up at school up here? Some part of the schools he played, agriculture teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He was agriculture teacher. And these boys, when they come back from the army, you know, they had to have something like that, you know, get in with to get money to make a crop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My boy went into the field the other day. He's the first one that learned us about this good crop.
Mm-hmm.
It was costly. It cost, maybe $8 a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
The seed corn.
That's an awful risk to take the first time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know the others work.
It's the best thing you ever made, though.
Yeah, if that's
I'd
right.
If I plant in now, I'd take that risk.
Once it's worked out.
Oh, yes, okay.
But that first time.
But let me tell you how these old boys do. They sell you this corn for $8 a bushel and they go into your stand. If you don't stand, go back and get your corn.
Mm.
They're decent people.
Yeah, that's extremely good.
Good, they give you another sack of corn, you see,
mm-hmm.
if you don't get a stand. They treat this corn till the bugs won't bother, you see.
Mm.
And the crows won't eat it.
My goodness.
They got this corn treated in something. I don't know what mm-hmm. it is. They'll pick up a few grains, but they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They won't fool it.
You go over where it's a little juicier.
I guess it's killer.
Did you ever take your corn stalks and bind them together?
You mean cut it for fodder?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we used to long years ago before we got balers and
uh-huh.
grasses. We'd shop the corn fodder
uh-huh.
and tops. And
uh-huh.
Everything we'd haul it out and put in barns, you know, for uh-huh. feed. Wasn't it a poor way of getting things done, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything prettier than a good old corn field with those corn shocks and pumpkins on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, you talked about pumpkins up down the river. We could, up till we got tractors, we could just haul a load of pumpkins and maybe five loads to every acre of ground. And some of them big as men can pick up.
Mm, boy. And all the work to clean those and get anything good out of them.
I sold a man in Mexico a trailer truckload of them pumpkins. Mm. They make candy out of them out there.
Mm.
That's what he told me when he bought them. He said, these pumpkins are going something the best you ever eat. But I never eat no pumpkin candy.
Mm.
And he'll take them to Mexico.
Mm.
I sold him a trailer load. I believe it was all he put on his trailer for $50 running.
Goodness, I bet he was a happy man.
Mm-hmm. they look tough. Now, we had our yard. We fed them to hogs. You know, they're good hog feed.
I've heard that.
Yeah, they're fine hog feed. And we had our yard stacked full of them. Get the big